Thank you for having me.
And you're coming to us, I think, from National Harbor in Maryland.
I am. I was in Baltimore earlier today, but I'm over in National Harbor now.
Is this part of your lobbying effort?
It's part of my effort to meet as many folks as possible, yes.
And who did you talk with, and what were you hearing?
Well, we've been here since the summer, and we've been talking to labor. We've been talking to the teachers and firefighters and police. I met with the NAACP a couple times, and we've gotten a lot of endorsements. And what we're hearing is that once you cut through all the noise, and I'm sorry for all the ads and everything else, but it's been really important.
That's okay. It adds to our revenue, actually.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, you're welcome. You know, it boils down to I want to create a lot of jobs. I can do that. If question 7 passes, I'd like to employ 4,000 people. I'd like to build something really beautiful that people would like to visit from around the country. And that'll take about 2,000 construction jobs. And I'd like to do that because I think we could be successful, and I think money would be good for the state. And on the other side, you got a casino in West Virginia that makes a lot of money, and they're trying to protect the gravy train there, and they're fighting me.
We're talking about a Hollywood casino in Charlestown, and they've been providing a lot of the money for the spots that you have been hearing on our air as well as the vote for question 7s. The fact that you're in town, does that say that you think the vote is close?
I think the vote has been close since the beginning, but I think that we're starting to pull ahead and in a way. And I think having the mayor, have your mayor of Baltimore come on out with Jonathan Ogden, who was one big dude, by the way, getting some important endorsements has really helped, you know, get this down to it's a state against state issue. And I think once you cut through it all, I think people are starting to, especially over the meetings I've had, meeting with the chambers and meeting with minority businesses and women-owned businesses, and they want to know, okay, are these really good jobs? And we pay well. These are $55,000, $56,000 a year jobs with full benefits, and I want to employ a lot of them, thousands of people.
Yeah, Jim, I understand the jobs argument, and it's been well documented how many jobs could become available to Maryland. I do have a question, though. You met with educators, and there is some question about there's talk of the money, some of the money going to help education in the state. But then a lot of people point out that Maryland legislators are perfectly capable and able by law to dip into that fund any way they choose. And so there's a lot of disbelief that money will actually help education.
Yeah, I've heard that. And I know my mom-in-law would be upset because she was a teacher in Baltimore County for 30 years. I think that I can't speak to that. I mean, the elected officials have said it will go to education from your governor on down, and I can't speak to it. I can speak to the fact that we will generate the jobs, but we'll also generate a lot of revenue for the state, and how that state uses it, whether it's to clean up for a storm or in education or infrastructure or for other services, it's not for me to decide. I really can't help you there, but I do know we'll create revenue, and I do know that everyone's going to be watching this. If it passes, everyone from Republicans, Democrats, and everything in between will make sure that your electeds make sure that money goes to education because that's what they've promised.
You know, I would imagine that you're probably no stranger to the politics of trying to open a casino. And I was just wondering, how does this Maryland referendum compare?
Well, this is epic, I have to say. We're used to environments where a referendum is passed in a city like Detroit, for example, does an RFP, a request for proposal, and in that case 30 people applied, and we were one of the three that won, and we got, you know, a big success story there for the city. In this case, a referendum passed in 2008, and now you have a referendum to decide whether or not Maryland is going to expand gaming to be competitive. And I've never seen a situation where a single company from another state has spent as much money as it has to fight. It's kind of basically a job-killing proposal. And a bunch of folks from Maryland, Caesars and the trades here and ourselves that want to be here are on the other side.
But beyond the competition and the money that's going into the advertising to fight you guys, how do you feel about the fact that we had to go to a special session and what this state went through to finally get this to referendum?
Yeah, I think everyone's very frustrated with that. I think that the bill that was passed in the referendum in 08 was flawed. You weren't competitive even then. And then since then, West Virginia added table games, as did Pennsylvania and Delaware. And I think people rightly are frustrated that it's taken this long and it had to be done through a special session. And I'm just asking people to, if they could, put that aside for a second and just say, okay, on Tuesday or in the early voting, do I want this or not? Do I want the additional revenue and the jobs or not? And I, you know, and that's really the question in front of voters today.